Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina, and today we're going to jump into the topic of why mentor? Why is mentoring important? What is the motivation for giving your life away through authentic mentoring? I want to read you a statement and then we're going to jump in to our conversation today. But mentoring can be a journey of excitement, enjoyment, and fulfillment. But it may sometimes be mixed with sadness and frustration. It's just how relationships work. But they're so worth the effort. The good news is that we believe people want to genuinely connect with others. That's the why. That's what we're going to talk about today. Chris?
There's three things I know in the many years we've done this type of work, that people want authentic relationships where they are truly known.
Okay.
It's not complicated. People want to grow and they want to mature so their lives have meaning and have a purpose.
Okay.
I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe people desire to connect with others in order to learn and to be supported.
How do you know those things to be true?
Okay, that's a fair question, because over 30 plus years of you and I mentoring others, training people to be mentored, sitting and having conversations with people, in-depth conversations, learning about their stories, hearing from their hearts, these are things they've told us.
So if I'm a listener and I hear that comment and I go, I don't know that to be true, how do you convince the listener that, no, these things are true? I think we talked about this. Let me just give the answer to my own question.
Okay.
But I think people don't highly value the importance of a question. We know these things to be true because we are intentional question answers. When we're in a new setting, when we're involved in a faith community, we're being really aware of other people and asking questions. And as you begin to dig and ask questions, you find these things to be true. So what I would say to the listener is like, I don't know if that's true. Are you asking people questions? Are you really taking the time to be authentic?
Questions that have some real foundation to them.
Right.
Because there can be some we're talking not surface questions,
yeah,
but questions that cause people to really think beyond a typical conversation.
Yeah.
Fair enough to say?
Yeah. So why mentoring? Well, we believe those three things that you just discussed are true, and that every person needs another person. We have a workshop that we have developed curriculum for, and there's a section in there where we deal on this topic, and we have a question, and then we have an answer. So we thought today we would look at some of those questions, why mentoring, and then answer them and kind of go into detail of why we've seen these things to be true. Chris, you want to get started on that?
Are you talking about the why mentoring questions?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, why mentoring? And the answer would be, one of them, it speaks to identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're referring to, correct?
Right. So when we say identity, we mean that we're looking, again, through a biblical lens, and we believe that every person was created in the image of God, and they have a purpose and a plan that God has for them to accomplish. And so through mentoring, why would you mentor somebody? Well, if you are a believer, you get to speak to a person's identity.
When you take the time to ask good questions, I think a mentor will be able to discover at some point if a person is struggling with their own identity, meaning do they see themselves having value? When you were younger, had someone taken the time to do this with you?
Yeah.
What are some things concerning your identity they may have discovered? Maybe some misconceptions you had about yourself, some lies you were believing, just maybe some misunderstandings.
I think I would have, I don't know if I would say misunderstandings, but if somebody would have been speaking to me about my identity in Christ, these are the things that you are in Christ, that's true, then I would not have let my own personality stand in the way of accomplishing certain goals. I think what you're maybe asking me is identity. What are some things that somebody else would have seen in you? And what I'm saying, if somebody would have told me, listen, girl, you're created in the image of God. He's got a plan and a purpose for your life. I wouldn't have stood there scratching my head so much going, what can I do? I have this sort of personality or whatever. I would have thought, wait a minute, God has value in me. He's got things for me to accomplish. I would have been more confident in pursuing things that were in my heart if somebody would have said, God, put those in your heart. Go after them.
Okay, that's one piece of it. But I was thinking more of this. What are some things they may have heard you say or heard you say about yourself that they would have said, Christina, I see so much more in you than what you're giving yourself credit for.
Mm.
Does anything come to mind?
Not off the top of my head, yeah. What about you?
Well, you and I both have done a lot of public speaking in our lives.
Uh-huh.
We didn't start out that way.
No.
I mean, we were probably, I mean, I didn't see myself that way at all early
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, I began to do it again and again and again. It became part of my career.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for you. But did you see yourself as a public speaker? Someone who would stand up in front of others and actually share things that could impact other people for good?
Oh, heavens, no. No.
But I imagine there were some people in the past that may have seen some of that in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you will still tell me sometimes how timid or shy you feel.
Yeah.
Or maybe insecure.
That's shocking the listener, I'm sure.
But you'll say that. I mean, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But people will tell you, Christina, you're such a gifted speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You connect well with the audience. You connect well with people individually, on stage, but one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's something you saw in yourself early on.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
It goes back to the question, why mentor? Boy, having somebody else see things in you, remind you of who you are in God, that you've got a plan, that He's got a plan and a purpose for your life. Having somebody point out specific things about you, that's invaluable. That's just invaluable. If you're a parent, let me just encourage you. I believe that the people that we mentor first are our children. And so if you're a young mom or young dad, you can start today by speaking identity into your five-year-old who's getting on your nerves. Wow, you've got lots of energy that God can use in the future as a leader or whatever. We're not sugarcoating things. We're just calling out the identity of people. So, yeah.
So why mentoring? That someone can help you as a potential mentee see things in yourself that you maybe are overlooking or don't believe about yourself.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Let's look at another question. Why mentoring? Because relational damage has occurred. You probably can see examples in your own life of where you've been brokenhearted, you've been let down, you've been disappointed. Mentoring, when we're talking about mentoring through a biblical lens, boy, that can bring healing where there's been relational damage. We've seen it in our own lives. Chris, do you have an example maybe of a man who's come alongside you in your own relational damage?
I don't know that I will talk about a particular man right now in this situation or with this statement. Why mentoring? Because relational damage has occurred. But I will say that when I look at the big picture of my life, the journey I've been on, in talking with other men, been talking with me, that I realize some damage was done to me early on. You go, mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? Well, emotionally,
mm-hmm.
mentally.
Absence of a father.
And so it tweaked my mind toward myself
mm-hmm.
in some unhealthy ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't measure up.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to identity as well, I
sure.
know. But it's interesting. When someone has relational damage, like with a parent,
yeah,
it does bleed over, I think, greatly in the identity piece.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked, and you can look at it on our podcast library, the need for mother and father figures. A lot of times, this is what we're speaking about. A lot of times, most of us have suffered. The first relational damage we've suffered hasn't been with friends, but it's been within our own family. There's been relational damage from a mother or father or both. And so, wow, mentoring can really speak to that core need of being mothered and being fathered in a beautiful, beautiful way. Anything else on that?
No, I think that's good for right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go into more detail, but we're going to keep this, not going into as much detail on this particular episode. But why mentoring? It also gives you a front row seat in the life of another person.
Yeah.
And so you sit down and actually, it goes back to asking the right questions.
Yeah.
Meaningful, important questions. And you start hearing someone's story and you get to know them in some ways that would not happen otherwise.
Right.
You find out details about someone, you go, there's no way I could have known that about you, mm-hmm. or I didn't realize this about you. What's interesting to me and just actually fun and sometimes surprising is that you meet someone, and let's give an example. There's a musician, mm-hmm. all right, and they're up on stage, and they're playing their music, they're singing, whatever, and I can have a certain perception about them. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, we sit down, we have a cup of coffee, and I start asking them some specific questions, and I find out maybe they are actually an introvert. Mm. Wait a minute, but you're on stage.
Yeah.
And you're singing and performing. In fact, a lot of performers, my understanding, many times are more introverts. Mm. Or you might find out that they also are a gifted engineer. You go, wow, you're really creative with music, mm-hmm. but you also have the brain of an engineer.
Yeah.
Those are just examples. But when you choose, why mentoring? You find out details about people that you wouldn't find out otherwise.
Well, and you get to hear other people's story. And I think about the power of your own story, but the power of watching somebody else's story develop. We've talked about him before. We refer to him as our Austrian son, Philip, and how we've had a front row seat into his life to see where he was when we first met him, to see where he's grown and matured and gone through hard things, but has come out the other side better and not bitter at God, how he's influencing lives. He's a teacher. He's now a husband. He desires to be a father. We've had a front row seat in that relationship that is however many years long now it has. It's beautiful to see and celebrate someone else's story. It does something to you inside when you get to see that. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It does, and he would be the first to tell you that his personal identity was not healthy, mm. was tweaked in some ways that he needed to see himself more clearly, mm-hmm. and that he dealt with some
relational damage, for sure. Yeah,
which impacted his identity, mm-hmm. and so yeah, it is a privilege. Guys, for you as a mentor, you go, why should I care? It really is a privilege to be able to be in the front row seat of someone's life.
And for you as a mentor, if you're a Christian, look at Jesus. How many times do we see him engaging with somebody for the value of their story? Think about how he felt watching Peter, you know, this insecure ruffian of a fisherman who then becomes the cornerstone of the very church that Jesus came to establish. We just look to Jesus and how he engaged people's stories, the power of experiencing that, seeing that unfold, is that alone is why mentoring. Yeah.
Why mentoring, mm-hmm. Christina? God's truth helps people thrive.
Mm.
And you go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
When I mentor someone else as a man of faith in Jesus, I have the privilege, the responsibility, the enjoyment of talking through God's word, which says, it says it is live and active.
Mm-hmm.
And
living and active.
Living and active. Uh-huh. And it makes a difference in our world. It makes a difference in our individual lives.
Yeah.
So why mentoring? I get to help people understand God's truth, not just for the big picture of the world, but for their life individually. As we talk about problems and struggles and challenges and disappointments, does it make sense?
Yeah.
Where I'm going with that?
Right. Well, John 10:10 says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came so that we could have life and life to the full. That very verse tells me that we're supposed to be thriving. Doesn't mean we're supposed to thrive in the world scenario. Yeah, you're at the top of your game. You're making the best money. You're driving the best car. You live in the best house. No, but as Christians, to thrive, you are secure in your own identity. You know that your life has a purpose, and you are working toward that purpose. You want to glorify God in the things that you do in the midst of living in a world that can be difficult, where there can be hardships. But having a mentor, I can think of numerous times, especially I refer to this a lot, when I was 35 and the birth of our youngest daughter, I was not thriving. I was in the midst of postpartum anxiety and hormones, and I was just a hot mess. And I, you know, Marty would come along and say, this is just a chapter of your life. This is not the rest of your life. And she would help me put things in perspective when my perspective was so blurry and so cloudy. And so that's the power of mentoring. So we're going to stop there. There's so much more to cover, but we're going to do a part two of this series. So as we dive in, anything else on the why mentoring topic today, Chris?
Let's make it personal. So when we say why mentoring, God's truth helps people thrive.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm a man of faith. My faith is real. I know God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit are all real. I still struggle sometimes.
What?
But you do too, Christina.
I know.
And there's something so incredible when another person of faith will sit down with me and remind me, Chris, I know you're struggling. I know you're discouraged. I know you're feeling overwhelmed. Mm. I know you're angry. I know you want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, to be able to be so honest with other people and say, I want to give up on this.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you were a leader. I am a leader.
Yeah.
I'm also human, and I get tired and discouraged,
yeah.
and I want to give up. But the point is, when someone will help me remind me of God's truth, it does something to my soul, mind, my will, and my emotions, and helps me get over that dark valley or mm-hmm. whatever it is, and keep moving forward.
In this thriving component, sometimes the mentor needs to be, it's not all fluffy, right? I think sometimes we think it
should never be fluffy.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, oh, you can do this. Sometimes a mentor is in your face and says, I love you enough to not let you stay here. You were not meant for this. Recently, you've talked about a mentor in your life, an older man who said, Chris, I know you said you're struggling this area, but what are you doing about memorizing scripture that keeps your mind focused?
Oh, I thought, who were you talking? Okay, you
quickly, scripture.
Yeah, quickly came to mind.
And he was holding your feet to the fire going, I love you, but what are you doing about
this? I know
this?
You're struggling, and I'm going to pray for you, and I can appreciate that. But God's truth, how do we say that? Why mentoring? God's truth helps people thrive.
Yeah.
I wasn't thriving so much internally, guys. On the outside, you may have said yes if you'd seen me, but internally, not so much. And I opened the Bible again, and I began to take different verses of the Bible, ones that I knew I needed to, that would speak to my heart at the time.
Mm-hmm.
One was like God's provision, God's in control. God's my father, things that really spoke to me, and I started memorizing those.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened? I am not legalistic, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I would memorize them, then I start meditating on them. Then I start thinking even more about them. Then I start applying them.
What does meditating on them mean?
Meditate. So I read it, I quote it, I process it. I process it some more. Yeah, I think about this. Okay, I think we meditate on things more than we even realize.
Yeah.
But I saw this post recently. To focus on worry, we meditate on worry sometimes. Mm. I do. How's this going to work out? What about this? That's what I'm doing. I'm actually meditating in a negative way.
That's good.
When I meditate on God's word, His truth, guys, I start going, this is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about my effort. It's not just about me having wishful thinking. It's not about me being a good person.
Yeah.
So why mentoring? There are a number of reasons. It helps speak an identity into people, remind them who they are. Relational damage has occurred. It needs to be discussed and walked through sometimes. Why mentoring? It gives you a front row seat in the life of another person. Why mentoring? God's truth helps people thrive.
Yeah.
Did we mention any others?
No, that's it. So this is going to conclude part one. We're going to do a part two. This is just too good to stop here. And so if you have listened today and something has struck a chord with you, would you share it and make sure you subscribe? If you'd like to help support the production of this podcast, go to fahrenheitmentoring.org. That's the website. You'll find the tab for podcast, and you can donate there. So as always, we want to thank you for listening to Real Life Mentoring Podcast.